This Chazar is a Chinesh Bechachis Kishag Mavim Yehudim Mesech Tiva Mestaf Mem Dalet. Zakta Mishnah, four brothers died without children, and now all their four wives fall to Yibim. If the oldest surviving brother wants to do Yibim to all of them, he could. If a person is married to two women and dies without children, doing Yibim or Chalitza to either one of them makes the other wife Potter from needing Yibim or Chalitza. If one of the two women was for to marry a Kohen and the other was not, she was previously a divorcee, let's say. So if he wants to do Chalitza, he should give Chalitza to the woman who is already puzzled to a Kohen. If he wants to do Yibim, he can do Yibim to either woman. The Gemara explains the Mishnah means to say that there were more than four brothers, but only four of them died. Mishnah said, "Harishus biyada." In fact, when we find in a brayse that a bezin persuades someone not to do yibim when it's not appropriate for him, such as when he's much older or much younger than the woman, if so, they would surely persuade him over here against marrying all four wives at once. How is he going to support them? Where it says Mishnah is discussing a person with the means to support all four of them. In fact, if so, the Mishnah shouldn't limit its ruling to four women. It should say even if there are ten, whatever it is, why only four? The Mishnah says the Mishnah is teaching that one should not take more than four, because that's the maximum number that he can have, so that by being with one of them each week, he can accomplish being with each of them at least once a month, the mitzvah of oina, which for a Talmud Chacham is Mishabbos, Merev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Mishnah Samicha Hoya Nasu V'chulu. Why can't he do Yibim to both of the women? Rabbi Chiba Abba, the name of Yechanan, explains, the Pasuk says, Asher lo Yivna es beis ochiv, it teaches only one, you can only build one house, not two. So why can't he give Chalitza to both? Mazutra, that two of you said, the Pasuk says, beis chalutza nal, one house gets Chalitza, not two. Why can't he give Yibim to one and Chalitza to the other? We learn from the Pasuk that only a woman who is fit for Yibim is fit for Chalitza, and this woman is not fit for Yibim, like we just explained. Also, we don't want people to say that the house of his brother was partially built through Yibim, partially done with Chalitza. What do we care what people say? Mar says, if Yibim was done first and then followed by Chalitza, would be no harm. However, we're concerned that first Chalitza will be done, then Yibam, which would be also based on the Pasuk of La Yivne. Maybe the Mitzvah Yibam only applies when there's one house, one wife, but not when there are two. We should learn that out from the Pasuk. Mar says, if that was true, the Torah would never have to ask for the case of Tzoras Erva. By definition, there's always two wives, so there would be no Yibam there altogether. Mar says, no, because the reason you have to ask the Tzoras Erva, because we would think that Tzora is not Aser. The tzar of the erva is not also because the erva is like out of the picture, so maybe she's only left with one. It's like a house with only one wife. That's what we need. We have to ask the tzar of the erva anyway. So how do we know when there's more than one wife that there is still a mitzvah yibim? The Marzis, the Pasuk says yivim tay twice. The teacher, the mitzvah applies even when there are two wives. The Mishnah said, "Ha'isa'achas k'sheir." Rabbi Yosef said, "This is where Rabbi said that a person should not spill out his water if other people need to have a need for it. Meaning, he shouldn't give chalitza to the one who's still valid to a kohen and therefore make her now also to a kohen." Zok the Mishnah, someone who remarries his divorcee after she married someone else, someone who married a woman who he gave chalitza to, or someone who married the relative of the chalitza. In all these cases, we force them to divorce, to separate. And Rabbi Akiva says, any children that they have are mamzerin. The Chum say the children are not mamzerin because these Asurim are only from a lav, and an Isra of a lav can't create a mamzer. The Chum would agree that someone who married the relative of his divorcee would put any children that they have would be mamzerim. We learned that Rish Lakish said that Rebbe teaches that the relatives of Chalutza are only Asur Rabbanim. So how could Rabbi Akiva say to the Charles of Mamzer? Or says, change the case of Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah to where he married the relative of his divorcee. This makes sense as well, because the Mishnah said that Chum agree in the case of the relatives of the divorcee. If they agree, that must mean that was mentioned previously in the Mishnah by Rabbi Akiva. So instead of saying the relatives of his Chalutza, must be the relatives of his Grusha. Maybe when they agree, they mean they're just teaching that the Chum agree that a marriage that carries the Karis penalty produces a mamzer. I mean, even though they argue then and say that the Chayiv Alav won't produce mamzers, but a Chayiv agrees as well. Maybe that's what that means, they agree. Mar says, no, because the Mishnah later clearly says that already. It says that we pass from like Shimon HaTimani, the Mishnah says, who says that a mamzer is only produced from relationships that carry the Karis penalty. Maybe the Mishnah wants to put Shimon HaTimani Shita as an anonymous Shita over here. Mar says, then it should say that relationships that carry Karis make mamzers. Well, don't give a specific case of the relatives of a grusha. In fact, maybe the original version of Rabbi Akiva is correct, and the reason the Mishnah brings the case of the relatives of the divorcee is because it's somewhat similar to the cases mentioned by Rabbi Akiva, and that's why the Chum mentioned, not because Rabbi Akiva mentioned earlier. Mar says it must be that Rabbi Akiva holds that the relatives of Chalutza takar also deraisa. Rabbi Abba, the name of Rabbi Yechon, explains the view is based on the pasuk that says base Chalutza na'al. The pasuk refers to Chalutza as base, as his wife, and therefore her relatives are also deraisa, just like a grusha. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, the name of Shimber by Rabbi said all agree that the child of a mazgur shasai, meaning he marries his divorcee after she got married to another man, they're considered to be tainted for purposes of kahuna. Zok Rabbi Yosef, the name of Shimber by Rabbi. This Gemara says this comes to teach that even Shimon HaTimani, who would say that the child is not a mamzer, would still hold that it's a apostle of kahuna. Although the child is not a mamzer, the child is possible to a claim based on a kavah chomer from the case of an almona l'kayin gadol. The iser of an almona l'kayin gadol is only for a kayin gadol, and yet it produces children who are apostle of kahuna. So certainly the case of mazgur, which applies to all, will certainly produce a child who's usher to a kohen. The cases are different because the widow herself becomes usher when she marries a kohen gadol. She becomes usher for kohuna, whereas the masagur shasher does not become usher from this marriage. She was already usher from the earlier as being a divorcee earlier. Second of all, the pasuk also says he toyeva by a masagur shasher, which teaches that only she's usher, but the children of the masagur shasher do not become usher. Third question: a bryce says that the chacham say that the masagur shasher is kosher and the children of this marriage from this marriage are kosher. Presumably, this means that the children are kosher for a kohen. But it says the chacham means that the children are not mamzerim. Regarding the Mazagur Shasa herself, it clearly can't mean that she's kosher to marry a Jew because there's no reason to think that she shouldn't be able to do so. Rather, it must mean that she's kosher in regard to Kahuna. The same must be regarding the children. That means that she's kosher for Kahuna. Mar says the word kosher, when used in regard to her, it means it's kosher to Kahuna. When used in regard to the children, it means she's kosher to marry a Jew and not Mamzer. Another Teres says regarding the second question, not another Teres, but regarding the second question, we dash in the Pasuk of Hita Eva teach that she is possible, but her tsaras are not possible. But the children Taka are possible. With regard to the first question, the Kavachim, we have to say the teaching is as follows, that Rabbi Yosef, in the name of Hashem by Rebbe, says, all agree that a child from a relationship that carries a karis penalty is tainted, meaning they're possible kahuna. Even according to Rabbi Yeshua, who says that a mom is only produces from a relationship that carries that has a chayiv mises bezdin, he would agree that the child is still possible kahuna. We learn this from Chavah Chaim from the Amon L'Kohen Gadol, although we can say that the case is different because the Amon becomes possible for the kohen that by yourself. We can say that the woman of a relationship that carries a karis penalty also becomes also to a kohen as a zoyna, and therefore it's a good Chavah Chaimer.